Colder air will be moving into the Midwest over the next 2 days, and we'll see frost and freezes occur across many areas in the lower parts of the region 1 to 2 weeks earlier than usual. The cold is coming on a very strong surface high pressure center that is located over Saskatchewan here today and will likely settle southward through the northern and into the central plains as we go through these next 2 days. The cold air mass will likely be preceded by scattered showers across the Midwest, causing some more interruption to possible field work. And most of the precipitation will be light, but it will still be disruptive to field operations. The precipitation is expected to be focused on the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt here through the day today. The precipitation will advance across the Mississippi River and into the eastern Midwest overnight tonight and especially during the day tomorrow, and we'll likely see the precipitation hanging on Saturday. Sunday will likely see drier weather overspread a big part of the Midwest, and field work will be possible again from Sunday into maybe Tuesday across many areas. But even after that, another disturbance is likely to drop into the region and likely to scatter some more showers so that interruptions to field operations occur again for a brief period of time during midweek next week. None of the precipitation events that are scheduled are going to be very impressive across a big part of the Midwest, but we may see a band of 3/4 inch rains here over this first event that's going to come across the Midwest, and that is still expected to occur here tomorrow into Saturday. Some of the precipitation in central Illinois and central Indiana could be moderate in intensity, but that's the only area that's going to see that kind of rainfall. Most of the precipitation will be light, running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 3/500ths of an inch. And we expect the delays to field work to be only brief. As soon as the sun comes back out, we should be able to dry down fairly quickly and get back into some of these fields for additional field operations. Now, it will be turning colder, as I suggested before, and we'll likely see the temperatures get notably cold for this time of the year, well below average, not only in the plains, but also in the heart of the Midwest, where we're expecting to see the temperatures really fall rather hard as we go through the next 2 days. Some very strong northwesterly winds are already occurring in the upper parts of the Midwest here today, ushering in that colder air. In fact, we've had snow and blowing snow occur in eastern parts of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota this morning, and that is indicative of the intensity of the cold air mass that's coming in. Now, snow is not expected to fall in any other part of the Midwest over these next couple of days, but we will see the cold air that's responsible for that snow spreading out over many areas. The high temperatures today will likely contrast sharply from upper 30 and 40 degree readings in the far northwestern part of the Corn Belt to readings over 80 degrees, possibly in parts of Missouri and southern and central portions of Illinois and southwestern Indiana. 70s will be common in the rest of the eastern Midwest. Tomorrow, the cold air will overspread most of the Midwest. We'll likely see highs cooling off more significantly, but it's really on Saturday that we'll notice the most widespread coolness, with highs in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the region. And as we move on into the latter part of the weekend and early next week, a slow recovery in the temperatures will likely take place. Low temperatures will drop down into the teens and 20s in the northern U.S. plains and northwestern Corn Belt as we move into the next 2 mornings, and we'll likely see lows in the 20s and 30s occur in other areas across the Midwest, with freezes occurring 1 to 2 weeks earlier than usual from portions of the central plains into the lower eastern Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.